This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Have you heard of Common Core Standards, the new plan being adopted in public schools across America? It's a plan for a national standard to be imposed that will decide what American kids learn and what they will not learn. Parents are really upset about this plan. Nationalized education standards should be unconstitutional under the 10th Amendment, which limits federal influence over the states. The General Educational Provisions Act, a federal law, prohibits any department, agency, officer, or employee of the United States from exercising any direction, supervision, or control over the curriculum, program of instruction, administration, or personnel of any educational institution, school, or school system, or over the selection of library resources, textbooks, or other printed or published instructional materials by any educational institution or school system. Close quote. Now that sounds pretty strong from federal law. A law specifically enacted to severely limit federal control of education. The new Common Core standards do limit local control of education. They are copyrighted and owned by private organizations. Federal dictates assure that 85% of academic standards in reading and math will strictly adhere to Common Core standards, leaving only 15% of the standards eligible to be altered by a local district. For example, Common Core does not teach cursive writing, and if a local school wants to teach it anyway, instead of keyboarding mandated by Common Core, cursive writing would likely use up the entire allowed 15%. Now, we're always being told to get advice from other countries, so how about taking some advice from our neighbor, Canada? Canada has no national standards. All standards are adopted locally, and Canada does not even have a national Department of Education.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show, putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, January 14th, 2014, halfway through the month here. All kinds of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, his hand hovering over that phone, waiting for you to call on in, and he will answer it and put you on the air with whatever your comments and questions happen to be. As I said before, a lot of stuff going on here. Apparently, some transcripts and documents have surfaced confirming that the White House was briefed that the incident at the Benghazi consulate was a terror attack. Now, following that, they came out and said, oh, we thought it was just a protest. It was all about the video. And very clearly, they were lying. Imagine my shock. And it's just been one gigantic cover-up ever since then. And we now have them dead to rights. They knew it was a terror attack at the time. And remember, their reason for saying, oh, it's just a protest about the video, was trying to explain away why they weren't doing anything about it. And that's the important point, because what I think was going on at Benghazi, back in September of 2012, middle of the election season, the polls showed the presidential race neck and neck. A lot of the corporate media were openly predicting a Romney victory and that Obama would be a single-term president. Obama had failed to garner public approval over the killing of that old man that they claimed was Osama bin Laden, which was never proven, mostly because of the manner in which they ditched the body at sea, and the flood of obviously faked photos leaked onto the internet. So in September of 2012, Obama needed a publicity stunt. He needed to recapture the imagination of the American people. And so I think this whole thing was a staged false flag attack to create a crisis that Obama could then manage, because Obama, and for that matter Washington D.C., don't know how to manage a real crisis like Hurricane Katrina, the Gulf oil disaster, anything like that. They're only great at managing crises they have created and are in charge of. So a small team of Al-Qaeda terrorists, nudge nudge, wink wink, say no more, were supposed to enter the consulate and take Ambassador Stephen and his staff hostage. Oh my goodness, it's another hostage crisis. Will Obama be a new Jimmy Carter? And Obama would let the drama build for a few days, let the media just focus on the story, take the media attention completely off the Romney campaign, and then either negotiate the release of the hostages or send in the SEAL team to rescue the hostages, then run his campaign on how he didn't let the situation turn into a repeat of the Iranian hostage crisis. But there was a problem. If you look at the consulate through Google Earth, you will clearly see residential areas less than half a mile to the east and southwest, who no doubt heard the gunfire, because remember, the employees at the CNN annex could hear the gunfire. Now, given how quickly sympathetic protests erupted across the Middle East during this incident, it is clear the region is an anti-American powder keg waiting a spark, which Obama inadvertently provided with this staged terror attack. So this small group of people playing at being Al-Qaeda terrorists were rapidly joined by Libyans pouring in from the adjacent neighborhoods, and it swelled to like over 200 people saying, yes, they're after the Americans. And this carefully stage-managed publicity stunt turned into a wild riot where the ambassador was killed, and it just spun completely out of control. And Obama's carefully prepped operation to make himself look like a hero turned into an epic fail. And that's why there's been all this cover-up about it, about the Predator drone that was overhead, about the orders to stand down issued to various units. And now we're finding out that the White House did know, it had been briefed, it was a terror attack, and did nothing. They were hoping this thing was going to move forward and create this crisis for Obama to deal with. And it just turned into a complete epic fail, and they've been spinning and covering it up ever since. You got Hillary's out there saying, oh, what does it matter? What does it matter? Ah, you American people, you've got more important things to worry about, like abortion and gay marriage. Ah, pay no attention to our botched little theater piece over there. Now, there's a new book out that is alleging that Hillary and her campaign people are maintaining an enemies list, which is not a surprise. Enemies lists are, you know, goes all the way back to Richard Nixon. They have enemies lists, people they're going to get when they get into power. And I'm sure I made the list back in 1994 over that whole Vince Foster situation that resulted in my blacklisting out of Hollywood. And frankly, I think we've had enough of presidents with enemies lists. We need to start looking at electing presidents who have friends list. Hi, these are my friends, starting with 330 million American people who need a president that's going to be their friend instead of the corporations and so forth. And, you know, the idea that Hillary is engaging in these things is not surprising. If you go back to her husband's presidency, or as some people call it, the co-presidency, there's a huge list of dead bodies that have followed their political climb to power. And dirty tricks are common, again, going back to Richard Nixon here. And this brings us, of course, to Governor Chris Christie, who is facing a new investigation over whether or not he misspent some of the Sandy, the Hurricane Sandy emergency relief aid to pay for a TV commercial. And again, if he did, it was wrong, but it's really a minor thing. But they're making a big deal out of it. And we're seeing all this corporate media outlet saying, oh yeah, this is it. He's finished for 2016. Over at, readersupportednews.org. Basically, they had a quote there saying, you know, this new investigation into misspending the funds could further erode his standing as he tries to save his 2016 presidential bid from being derailed by the George Washington Bridge scandal. But derailing Christie's 2016 presidential bid is what this is all about. Look at all the horrendous scandals surrounding the White House, and the media focuses on bridge lanes and a TV commercial. This is a classic political hatchet job by someone who does not want to face Chris Christie in 2016. This is a repeat of the Watergate scandal, when Nixon's creep, the committee to reelect the president, sabotaged every Democrat who might pose a real threat to Nixon's reelection, leaving only the easily defeatable McGovern to be the Democratic candidate. And Nixon won by an absolute huge landslide. Now, it's important to remember Watergate, because during the Watergate investigation, a young Hillary Rodham was on the staff of the committee investigating Watergate, and she got fired by her boss, Jerry Zeifman, who not only fired her, but refused to give her a letter of recommendation. In Jerry Zeifman's entire career on Capitol Hill, he only did that three times, fire somebody and refuse to give them a letter of recommendation. And we need to remember that Hillary Rodham did something that was so unethical and unconstitutional that Zeifman felt she had to be terminated and not given a letter of recommendation for future employment. So there's something going on there. Now, I want to turn to this other story that's coming up here, where it has now basically been confirmed that the Drug Enforcement Agency of the United States struck a deal with Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel that allowed the cartel to smuggle billions of dollars of illegal drugs into the United States to be sold to your kids. Supposedly because Sinaloa would provide information on rival cartels. That's the official story. Oh yes, we have, had to give them guns and we had to let them smuggle drugs and they would help us get those other drug cartels. Well, obviously, if DEA's agenda is to stop illegal drugs from coming into the country, that was not a very smart thing to do. And what we are seeing here, and I can't believe 20 years later, I'm dealing with the same stuff. We've uncovered another government-sanctioned illegal drug smuggling operation involving guns and drugs from which our political leadership are profiting. It's happening all over again. The crimes of MENA have come back. We don't know where it's coming into the United States. Could be out in Arizona by Sedona. We'll be right back with more about this.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And speaking of pirates, I'm going to go off on a tangent here, but I'll be coming back to the drug running here. We posted an interesting article. It's a little piece of humor that the lack of pirates is what causes global warming. And they have all these charts and everything to show up that as the population of pirates has declined, the world has warmed up. And it's lampooning some of the less than scientific hoaxes and mechanisms the carbon Nazis like to play with to try and convince you that you're to blame for the world warming up and you should atone by buying their carbon credits. Now, getting back to this issue of government-sanctioned drug running, and by the way, there is absolutely nothing new about governments profiting from illegal drug trade. Britain fought a war with China over Britain's supposed right to import and sell opium to the Chinese, which has led to that stereotypical image of the Chinese opium den. Where did Britain get that opium that they were selling to China? They were buying it from right here in the United States of America. It was politely called the China trade. And it was big business in the United States. And part of that money from the opium trade to China was used to found the Skull and Bones Fraternity at Yale University. A little bit of history you may not know. During Vietnam, the CIA was smuggling heroin back into the United States through the body bags of the Vietnam dead. They came right through Hawaii. They didn't have to have transports that could go all the way from Vietnam to the west coast of the United States. So they all came through here, corrupted our local political system. And as a reminder, it was Hawaii's Senator Daniel Inouye who presided over the Whitewater hearings. And every time they got near that airport at Mina, they would shout executive session and slam the doors and kick out the press and the public. Because that was the real dark secret behind Iran-Contra. It wasn't just the guns going down. It was the drugs coming back that funded all of it. There's a book out by one of the involved pilots, Terry Reed, called Clinton, Bush, and the Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. It's a very large book. It goes into tremendous detail over this operation where the CIA was basically using cocaine smuggling to fund the Contra supply mission. And that brings us up here to today. Apparently, the Supreme Court has handed down a decision saying that Mexican-based trucks and drivers have to be given special accommodations, meaning they will comply with Mexican laws on United States highways rather than American laws. Now, this appears to include laws that allow the police to stop a truck and search it for contraband. And the U.S. Supreme Court has now said these Mexican trucks aren't subject to U.S. laws. Gee, I wonder how the Sinaloa cartel is getting their drugs into the United States of America. Now, I put up a couple of articles at whatreallyhappened.com. Mina is no myth. Now, for those of you who are not old enough to remember, Mina is a small town in Arkansas, and it was the hub for the CIA's cocaine and gun running operation under the protection of then Governor Bill Clinton. Now, when Eugene Hassenfuss's smuggling plane was shot down and the Nicaraguans got him, he sang songs and he blew the whistle on this smuggling operation that was operating outside congressional authorization. And so the investigation built and built, and that's why the senior George Bush knew that he couldn't stay in the White House for a second term, because he couldn't hold off the investigation reaching him for another 4 years. So he decided he was going to lose the election, but he needed to leave the White House to the one Democrat who could be counted on to keep the lid on this gun and drug running operation, the Democratic governor of the state that had operated as the hub for it, Bill Clinton. That's how we got Clinton. And the corporate media, guided by the CIA's Mockingbird assets, went out and just excoriated any Democrats who might be a threat to Bill Clinton's nomination. Just as we're seeing today, them excoriating Governor Chris Christie over fairly trivial offenses. They want him out of the 2016 race. Now, remember, this same Sinaloa cartel was the recipient of all these guns during this whole Fast and Furious operation. It's a repeat of Iran-Contra. It's a repeat of MENA. Guns down, drugs back. Everybody making money. They're back to the same old games. CIA's making money. Politicians involved with it are making money. Remember, when Bill Clinton ran for president, his four top fundraisers, including Vince Foster, all died mysteriously within 6 months of his taking office. And these four top fundraisers were notorious for just coming in with bags and bags of cash that didn't really seem to have any tracking on them. They listed the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee as the address for the donor. Meanwhile, down in Mexico, as you're probably aware, the civilians, the Mexican people, have had it with the drug cartels. They've had it with a government that is wholly under the control of the drug cartels. They're starting to take over the towns. The government of Mexico has now asked the civilian security forces, please leave the cartel fight to us. And, of course, the problem is the Mexican government isn't doing anything about the drug corruption. They're hand in glove with it, just like they are here in the United States of America. And I cannot tell you how angering it is. 20 years after I stumbled over the Vincent Foster case and led to all that drug corruption that was changing the face of American politics for the worse, and here we are 20 years later, and there's another one. This is a repeat all over again. There's a video I linked to on the main page of whatreallyhappened.com called The Clinton Chronicles. You may want to take a look at that. And you may want to save a local copy, because I'm sure that sometime between now and 2016, this video will get Orwellized, because it's a video Hillary does not want you to see. Remember, we have a picture of Hillary Clinton posed in front of the White House Christmas tree during her husband's presidency with a known cocaine smuggler. But the Secret Service let him in because he's a cool guy. He was also a Clinton donor. Which I guess you can be any criminal at all, but as long as you're writing a check to the boss of all bosses there, the capo di tutti capi, the godfather, you know, you can get into the White House. Get into the Christmas party here. Now, the FBI has announced there will be no criminal charges in the matter of the IRS targeting Obama's political opponents. They have decided that they cannot prove criminal intent, even though what the IRS was doing was clearly illegal. Clearly impeachable. It was an article of impeachment against Richard Nixon. And we know the FBI isn't about law enforcement. It's about enforcing the orthodoxy, whether it's framing James Earl Ray for the Martin Luther King assassination, I'm blanking on the name, the Native American activist who got framed for killing the Leonard Peltier. That's the name I was looking for. And I have a little bit of history of the FBI you need to be familiar with. In August of 1941, a British double agent, Dusko Popov, codenamed Tricycle, handed the entire complete plan for the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor to the U.S. government. And the FBI said, oh, this is unbelievable. That, you know, this is complete nonsense. There's no there. The U.S. government had the complete Japanese plan for the attack on Pearl Harbor months before it happened. And the FBI said, nah, this is nonsense. We don't need to pay attention to that. That's the real nature of the FBI. All these movies and TV shows about how great the FBI is, that's just part of the propaganda. We'll be back after these few words.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go to the phones here, just a reminder that Republic Broadcasting is holding their start of the year fundraiser. We need your help to keep serving the public interest. If we're forced to start taking money from companies like Monsanto or the government's public relations firms, you just know you will no longer get the information you need to make good choices. It is that dire. If we don't have your support, you're going to tune into the show one day and hear polka music. Phone number to call for donations to pledge your support is 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. If you pledge $100 or more, you get your choice of an RBN coffee mug and t-shirt or 25 one-ounce copper commemorative rounds, coins, which copper's starting to climb up there in value, so that's a good deal as well. Or you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button up at the top. It'll take you to a page with a PayPal link. And if you prefer to remain anonymous, there is a postal address in Round Rock, Texas, where you can stick some of that ink and paper stuff inside some tinfoil and mail it all in. And there is no such thing as too small a donation. If everybody listening to this show sent in $5, we wouldn't have to be on our hands and knees, groveling before you right now. We're going to go to the phones here. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Talking of the FBI and all the corruption and collusion between various government departments, the FBI, the CIA, on the agenda, there's a big story breaking in Britain at the moment.
Yes.
And it's exactly the same thing. It broke in The Independent. Apparently, an undercover police operation took place, which hardly anybody knew about, and they published the report, and the report was leaked. And it, in this report, it claims that Freemasonry is controlling not just the police force, they're in top, you know, they've been infiltrated, but the judiciary as well.
Hang on. John, I have to take exception. I've been reading the reports about how Scotland Yard is thoroughly corrupted, but this attempt to put it onto the Freemasons, that looks to me like somebody higher up is trying to plant a false trail for people to follow. Because, I mean, these days, whatever they were in the past, these days, the Freemasons, it's basically a social club, a dinner club. And they have their little rituals, and they do all that stuff. And they do some charitable work as well. But I think this idea that this is the Freemasons, it's like over here when they try and claim, oh, it's the Bilderberger or the Illuminati, and they're trying to create a fictional enemy that is unreachably far away in order to prevent people from seeing that the source of the problem is right there in front of their eyes. And so this looks to me like somebody high up in the British government is terrified this corruption inquiry is going to reach them, and they're out there saying, oh, no, don't look at me. Look over the Freemasons, the Illuminati, the space aliens did it. Really, it's all their fault. And so I really do question this idea that the Freemasons have all that much to do it with it. We've seen a lot of bashing of the Masons in the American media. And again, I think somebody's trying to set them up as a scapegoat in order to duck their own guilt. That's what I think is going on there.
Yeah. Well, sort of, but I have various Freemason friends,
and these are
Blue Lodge people, not the people at the top who seem to be a different animal altogether. But the corruption within the police force was just shown when we had the Murdoch scandal, where police were giving information to the newspaper for a sum of money, shall we say.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a problem with the police department, not the Freemasons. Yeah, and exactly. I know a lot of people who are in the Masons as well. In fact, I was even invited to join, but I won't go along with that Supreme Architect thing. And so not being willing to lie to join the club, I had to politely decline. But at least out here, I'm not seeing anything nefarious from them. Again, it's just a bunch of guys getting together, having their fun, and they are doing some charitable work. But again, I think this idea of saying that the Freemasons are behind all of this, somebody's laying a false trail to protect their own guilt.
Well, the other problem we have in the UK now is that particularly this paedophilia, and
that is a problem.
It's leading to politicians and, to be honest, into the royal family.
Well, we had a similar scandal some years back here in the United States called the Franklin scandal. And I guess what it is, when you are that rich and that powerful, life doesn't have any challenges to excite you. And so you start thinking, I'm going to break the rules because that's the only way I can feel a thrill. Or maybe there's sort of like this unwritten law where you have to commit one of these atrocious acts so that the higher-ups have something they can blackmail you with to guarantee your loyalty. But it does seem to be a huge problem. I understand somebody else over there in British Entertainment just got arrested on this whole situation. But it is a very, very sick part of both of our societies.
The other thing I wanted to sort of see what your thoughts are is this new bill that seems to be going through the Congress and Senate to tie America to Israel if Israel attacks Iran. It seems rather strange that should be the case.
This is unconstitutional, and it's as unconstitutional as when Congress 100 years ago transferred the money creation authority to a private bank. The Constitution says only Congress can declare a war, and Congress has now transferred the authority to declare a war to a foreign government. And everybody, especially if you've got family in the military, you should be just furious about this.
Well, I just find it rather strange. And we're getting reports from the ultimate chessboard player, Mr. Vladimir Putin, who has now declared with all these bombing attacks in Volgograd and what have you, that he is now determined to destroy Al-Qaeda. Does that mean the CIA as well?
It could very well do it. Now, here in the United States, the spin is being put on there by Al-Qaeda. Putin means Saudi Arabia, but that's not what the Russian press is saying. In fact, the Russian press is saying the top suspect for the Volgograd bombings is this Chechenian rebel, which makes a lot more sense than the idea that anybody from Saudi Arabia decided to go up and bomb the train station there. But obviously, with the Sochi Olympics coming up, Putin has cause to be very, very worried about terror attacks, false flag terror, especially with the FBI crawling all over that place. And the U.S. Department of State has already issued a terror alert for the Sochi Olympics. So they're practically broadcasting. There's going to be some kind of a false flag to reignite war fever against Syria and Iran and all those gosh darned Arab Muslims.
Yep. I'm in full agreement with that. That seems to be the agenda that's going forward, Michael.
That's the only agenda. This agenda to force the world back onto Bretton Woods has gone on too far for the U.S. government to turn around and go back. And they are basically in a situation where they have to keep pushing for this global war or collapse. And the fact that we could probably lose this war seems to have escaped them. And we've been talking about all these hideously expensive weapon systems that all this money has been spent on that really don't work all that well. The latest being the aircraft carrier, the Gerald R. Ford, whose experimental magnetic railgun catapult system can't actually launch planes fast enough to support the operations this carrier was supposed to do. The arrest your gear's got problems. The elevators have problems. Just, again, it's all of these hideously expensive, you know, good for the defense contractors who are wonderfully loyal campaign donors. But the fact that we have spent all this money on the military does not absolutely guarantee us victory in the long run, because other countries are spending far less money than the United States, but they're spending it smartly. And that is...
It seems to me that this war fever is an attempt, as you say, to force people back onto Bretton Woods, but to they seem to be provoking China into some sort of retaliation, in which case then, of course, the renminbi will not be vying for the
That is exactly the issue. That is exactly the issue. The United States needs to create a state of war with China. Even if we're not actively in combat with them, if the U.S. and China are in a state of war, then all of the U.S. allies drop the renminbi, the yuan, and they go back to being enslaved to the U.S. dollar. All of these wars are all about which piece of ink and paper the planet will use for the foreseeable future. That is the real agenda behind all of this right now. John, we're coming up on a commercial break. I'm going to have to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Obamacare, because it is continuing to prove itself to be an absolute flustercluck, and yet nobody in the media or the government will stand up and say, yes, this is a complete unmitigated failure. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063.
Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
Obamacare signups among young, healthy people are just not there at all. And the way this pyramid scheme was supposed to work was for the young people of America to pay these sky-high health insurance premiums, out of which they would pay some benefits to the older Americans who are in need of the health insurance. And I'm not surprised the young people aren't signing up when you look at those lame commercials and ads that were being put out at taxpayer expense, trying to lure young people in with these shallow, jaded images, kids standing, handstand on a keg saying, oh, if you drink yourself blind, don't worry, you've got health care coverage. Even the Daily Show took umbrage with these ads, and you have to wonder, what advertising agency got this, that they missed the popular consciousness of young people that badly? Probably they got it the same way the original contractor for Obamacare got it. It's somebody's friend of a friend or some donor that got this contract and, as usual, produced garbage work for hideous amounts of money. We're now seeing more and more articles in the corporate media and the business news acting as if an eventual taxpayer bailout of the health insurance providers is now a foregone conclusion. These health insurance companies that lobbied for the Affordable Care Act, that helped write the legislation, that were expecting to reap an estimated $200 billion a year in pure profit from the increased premiums and increased deductibles, aren't getting their money. And because the young people aren't signing up to pay to help defer the costs of the elderly who did, the insurance companies are actually losing money now. We can't have that. We can't allow corporations to lose money in this country. And they're talking about the losses incurred by the health insurance providers who wanted this legislation, worked for it, lobbied for it, are going to be transferred to the American people, and that is a hallmark of a fascist economic state. If you make money, you get to keep it. If you lose money, the general population is forced to cover the losses, and that's exactly what this bailout of the Obamacare health insurance providers amounts to. Just like we saw Wall Street following the collapse of the 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud. That is the fascist model. Rich people get to keep their money. Businesses and individuals who lose money, they just transfer the losses onto the American people. That's fascism. Now, the White House is very much opposed to two House bills that are making their way through the House of Representatives, one of which would require Obamacare to inform those people who signed up for it through the website of any data breaches. Now, as you've probably heard over the last few weeks, there have been all these large retail giants, Target, Neiman Marcus, a bunch of others, who have had their computer systems broken into and all the credit card information stolen, and people are already seeing bogus charges show up on the credit cards. The credit card information was found to be available for sale on these underground websites that traffic in this stolen data. NSA can't find them. Government can't do anything about it. In fact, the government's only solution is to tell these retailers, well, maybe you ought to beef up your security a little bit. How about actually finding the criminals? And they can't do a thing about it. So now Obama he's not quite threatening to veto these House bills, but he's definitely working against them. So much for the concept of transparency. In other words, whereas retail companies are required to inform you if your credit card information stored on their computers has been compromised, Obamacare is exempt. And we know the security on Obamacare's website is garbage. It is junk. It's probably already been hacked into. And the law says the government doesn't have to tell you if your personal, financial, and medical information has now been stolen from healthcare.gov and is available for sale for nefarious purposes. The House is trying to pass a law to make it mandatory. Obama is absolutely dead set against it. It is a failure. This is the most obvious, gigantic, gargantuan failure by the U.S. federal government that I can certainly remember in my lifetime. And nobody in government has the gonads to stand up and say, this has failed, let's stop. Because our government operates on the principle of governmental infallibility. It's like the Pope, papal infallibility. No matter how wrong he's still right. No matter how badly the U.S. government botches up anything, they will be right. Soviet Union used to operate exactly the same way. After they had that disastrous experiment with Lysenkoism that led to mass famine, it was still lauded as a triumph of Soviet science. Apparently, over in Detroit, where they're still dealing with this huge bankruptcy issue, and by the way, some charitable foundations came in and covered the cost of the art in the Detroit Art Gallery, so Detroit is not going to have to sell the artwork now because the money has now been provided, which is a really cool thing for these foundations to have done. But apparently evidence has surfaced that the swaps deals the interest rate swaps engaged in by Detroit between the Bank of America and UBS in 2005 were probably illegal and absolutely helped destroy Detroit's finances. It's exactly the same thing that we saw in Greece, where Papandreou tried to hide the dire circumstances of Greece's economy, and he got into a deal with Goldman Sachs for these currency swaps that hid the true scale of Greece's debt, and along the way managed to double it. But according to the IMF and the ECB, it doesn't matter if the debt was arrived at through crime and corruption. It's still the responsibility of you, the people of Greece, or the people of America, or the people of Cyprus. You must pay it. Debt is sacrosanct. It's never to be questioned. Yeah, it is. We should always question all these debts we're being told that we owe, especially when it comes about through crime and corruption, especially when we voted against it. Remember back in 2008. Following the collapse of the mortgage security fraud, and Congress was voting through the first of the bailouts, it was called TARP. 90% of Americans said, do not do this. Congress did it anyway, because their own investment portfolios are loaded up with those very same Wall Street companies that were getting all these bailouts. They're voting themselves rich at your expense. Small wonder that the majority of members of Congress today are all millionaires. And yes, we should question that debt. Are we really responsible for that debt? Especially with a nation with an epidemic of vote fraud. We don't actually know these people claiming authority over us were honestly elected. Why should we agree to underwrite all their reckless spending? The answer is we shouldn't. If a government cannot prove the honesty and accuracy of the elections by which they claim authority over the people, then the people are neither legally nor morally obligated to obey that government, to pay its bills, and certainly not sacrifice their children in these pointless wars of conquest over which piece of ink and paper the world will use from now on. Over in Switzerland, they are negotiating with China to set up a renminbi hub. In other words, Switzerland is joining the large growing group of nations doing direct currency exchanges with China without going through the United States dollar. I'm just waiting to see what excuse the U.S. is going to come up with to have to invade Switzerland. They're making cuckoo clocks of mass destruction. Their chocolate is GMO. We must invade them. Because that's what this is really all about here. Russia and Hungary have signed a new agreement for two Russian-built nuclear power plants. The U.S. makes war. Russia's making deals. That's how you keep the peace. You make deals. But Russia's got something to sell, and the U.S. no longer does. And that's really where the problem comes down to. All righty, we're going to take a break for Phyllis Schlafly and some commercials, and we will be right back.